Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Houston, you're spending the day in the loop.
I have a nickname in Waco. When I grew up, I go home, people go, "Hey, Mad Dog, what's up?" Eighth grade, and I was supposed to meet a girl on Halloween who said she's going to make out with me, and so I was running late, so I decided to climb a bunch of fences and yards to get to make out, and I got bit by a dog, and I kept going, because even though I got bit making out with her, when we played football, they'd go, "Mad Dog,
I'm just picturing 8th grade John McClane running to go make out with this chick on Halloween. Just
skipping over fences and stuff.
Where'd he bite you? In the ass?
No, in the leg. She, she told me that she was going to slip me the tongue.
You're in the loop with Fred Landry and Lopez on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
I'll tell you what, our drop game right now is as strong as anybody's. Slip me the tongue.
When a girl tells you she's going to slip you the tongue,
oh, it's about to go down.
You've got
to
run, not walk.
Oh, I'm sprinting. Yeah. I'm getting my steroid fueled Ben Johnson sprint.
On. And that's an old term too.
Slip the tongue. Mm-hmm. Do kids still say that? 713-572-4610.
No, nah, hell no. They skip that now. These kids are so bad. They're skipping the tongue now. Mm-hmm. They're going straight to whatever, third base. I don't know the base system. I've never known the base system.
I feel like that's second base. Is it?
I don't know the bases. Do you?
I think the base system
was more your time. Kind of
oh, yeah, that was always subjective, isn't it?
First base is what, holding hands?
Is it?
Second base is kissing.
I just hit for home runs every time, so I don't know.
I'd keep it simple. First base is holding hands.
Yeah.
Second base is kissing to whatever degree.
Whatever.
Third base is groping.
Okay.
Groping, you know, whatever.
All right, Donald Trump.
And, you know, the old home run.
We all know what that consists of.
Yeah.
Were you more of a, what was your early on? Were you more of a slap hitter? I'm just trying to get on base.
I was like Bregman last night, just right there.
And I'm running.
Yeah.
I hope there's a, don't
wait,
let there
what
be,
are the
don't
bases,
let there be
though?
A wild
I,
throw.
I need help here.
I'm telling you, first base is holding
713-572-4610. First base.
It's holding
so
hands.
There are kids, I don't feel like kids go to school and say, "I held hands." I feel like it's like at least a peck.
No. Kissing to any degree is second base.
Help us out, loopholes.
I think just a peck would
might be
a
first base.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's what I'm saying. It's one thing to, because that was the whole point of John's story. I don't think John's running to homegirl if she says, "Hey, I'm just going to kiss you on the cheek."
She told him, "I'm going to slip you the
tongue." Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a runnable event.
And if
I'm
home,
running to get some tongue.
And if a home run is sex, and first base is holding hands, there's a lot of ground to cover between second and third.
There is.
I think your bases are a little off.
Yeah. See, I don't know, though, man, because you slip that tongue right, boom. That's going to turn into an inside the parker real quick.
Yeah, but you already got momentum when you're rounding second, so it goes fast.
That's it,
goes
man.
Fast.
Before you know it, you're sliding in head first, if you know what I mean.
Chest bumping.
That's John Lopez. I'm Fred Davis. Don't forget about Landry Locker. A little segment we did at the beginning of the show. Three things we know, and three things we fear. We'll recap those here in just a little bit. Also big news of the day for you Rocket fans out there. We are waiting to find out what Carmelo Anthony's going to do for the Houston Rockets this year, or if he's
and he's met
just
with
decide.
The Rockets.
Yeah, he met with them. I mean, well, he has finally met because we know his business manager, Bay Frazier. Mm-hmm. Sat down with the contingent, and I sent you guys a little clip yesterday from Mike D'Antoni. Mike D'Antoni said that things are much different here than they were in New York, so Mike D'Antoni is open to the idea of Carmelo becoming a Houston Rocket.
I think Mike D'Antoni's just a team player, and he's going to do whatever the GM wants to do. I think if Mike D'Antoni were the guy like a Greg Popovich who could control the personnel, mm-hmm. and he wasn't on, you know, his last opportunity realistically to be an NBA head coach,
yeah.
I think Mike D'Antoni would tell you that he did not want to coach Carmelo Anthony again. However, because desperate times call for desperate measures, and because Mike D'Antoni is the ultimate team player, he's the ultimate class act, he doesn't get enough credit for what he does from a lot of people in Houston, I think that he's just being a team player and saying that he's willing to coach Carmelo, because nothing Carmelo has done has shown that he's different than he was when D'Antoni coached him.
I totally agree with you. I mean, let's keep in mind, if you go back to that story, and I haven't called it up, but as I recall it, Mike D'Antoni, not implied, literally said that Carmelo Anthony is the reason I got fired.
Yeah.
I mean, the one led to the other. You don't, that's not a disagreement. That's not a, you know, a shake hands and, well, we'll be all right. Let's just change the subject. That is, that's a wound, you know, an emotional or mental, whatever you want to call it. And I think right now, D'Antoni's just a good dude that's going to, you know, toe the company line here. I also feel as if, I mean, Carmelo has feelings about this. You know, why is he still talking about Miami and the Heat when clearly the better situation is Houston? You know, why would he even consider Miami when Houston, you can
Pat
win
Riley.
A championship?
Great city.
I understand
more of
that, but he's been in
lifestyle.
Great cities.
Yeah,
he's,
but it's more of his lifestyle with his wifey and
well,
stuff.
Well, then I don't even want him.
Well,
you know
shouldn't
what I'm
want
saying?
Him anyways.
Well, I know
but
that.
You almost have to be desperate because right. You let Bob Mute go. This is the thing. Like, you know, Daryl Morey gets a lot of credit for bringing in Chris Paul, and rightfully so. And I feel like because of that, whenever the Rockets do well, it's like, oh, Morey's a genius. Morey's great. The last two seasons of Rockets' success, yes, they've had a lot of talent, but Mike D'Antoni has been the reason why this team has taken the next step. He's the reason why James Harden has had the two best years of his career. He's the reason why Chris Paul and James Harden worked together. He's the reason why you got to where you did last year before Chris Paul got hurt. The fact that now it's very obvious that Daryl Morey's the one calling the shots and he's finally going to get or trying to get Carmelo Anthony here, I'm going to continue to blame Daryl Morey even when things go down a little bit next year from this year. I don't want to hear anybody sitting there pointing the fingers at Mike D'Antoni if this doesn't go according to plan, because make no mistake about it, bringing in Carmelo Anthony and letting these guys go, this is all Daryl Morey.
It all is.
It's
Landry.
All Daryl Morey
and
at this point.
And that goes back to the point I've tried to make a couple of times that you can trust Daryl Morey and also hold him accountable when things aren't going right.
Yeah.
You can do both. It's allowed. I mean, it really is. And you know, this is a guy that's been infatuated with Carmelo Anthony. There's no other. You don't put up a banner for a potential free agent hanging from the side of your building with Carmelo wearing a Rockets jersey before you even sign him. And by the way, you didn't sign him then. That was 2014.
Oh, and not to mention the number that you gave him. Somebody on your roster already had that number.
Yeah, Jeremy Lin.
On top of that, real quick, and just kind of playing devil's advocate here, for as far as the from a Melo standpoint, as far as why would he want to go to the Miami Heat? It's definitely the path of least resistance, all right? Because we all know the Eastern Conference is definitely going to be a lot easier. Is going to be less of a death knell than the Western Conference. And right now, you know, he'd be joining Hassan Whiteside, Tyler Johnson, who again talk about hitting the lottery, Goran Dragic, James Johnson, Deion Waiters, Kelly Olynyk. And Justice Winslow, just to name a few. So that's kind of the team.
I think you named
for.
The whole roster.
There was three or four guys. Well, those are names that you can actually rely on. And of course, they haven't still. Was it Bruce Ellington? Or no way, that's the Rockets guy. Wayne Ellington. I'm sorry, Wayne Ellington's the other guy that they still haven't signed yet.
Yeah,
so.
a lot of Rockets fans want to come. 713-572-4610.
Now he would make sense. I just think he wants too much money.
Let's go to the phone lines right now. All right, you're on In the Loop.
Hey, what's up, Landry? We got these, Landry.
All right, let's go.
We got these. So you really think that these last 2 years of James Harden has been the best he's ever been? Like his best seasons, period?
I would
the season that he took them to the second seed with no Dwight half of the year and taking the Warriors to five games in the Western Conference Finals. I mean, D'Antoni is D'Antoni. He's going to do what he do. But that clutch of, you know, boosting Harden's stats just because he's the coach, I don't buy that.
Hold on just a sec. Three years ago, he ended that season where their biggest win of the year, he was on the bench, and I think there was a lot of questions about James Harden. You don't think that the last 2 years have been the best 2 years of James Harden's career?
Team wise, probably. Individually, no.
I mean, he was the runner up for MVP, and he was the MVP this year.
He was the runner-up for MVP 3 years ago.
But he was better. He was better 2 years ago, and he was obviously better last year. But go ahead.
No, I just don't like that, because that's a lot of the things that I hear on the national media too. Like when they discuss Harden in general, they say, you know, Harden has D'Antoni, so his stats are inflated. You know, blah blah blah. But it's like, I mean, before D'Antoni got here, he was first team All-NBA. He was a runner-up in MVP. I mean, he didn't have Dwight. I don't know. I just don't like that conversation. But I understand where you're coming from, but it's like, you know.
If I can jump in, I just don't understand how you – and I'm not trying to take a shot at you here. I don't understand how you cannot see the last 2 years. He's had his highest year scoring. He's had his highest year of assists. He's had his highest field goal percentage, playing the fewest minutes. He's, you know, he only averaged 30 – only is a lot, but 35 minutes a game this year and had his highest scoring average.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean he's a top five player, so he's gonna do what he do. I just don't like the crediting D'Antoni only and not seeing.
Well,
what
no,
he did.
No way you can credit D'Antoni only. I do agree with that. I'm just saying, but yeah. You know, the fit, the player fits the system, and some systems
right.
fit the player better.
For sure.
And there's no reason, and I appreciate the call, but I mean, listen, it's a great matchup. I mean,
yeah,
it's
James Harden's
a
great player. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he's elevated himself just like D'Antoni did with Steve Nash. The Mavs let Steve Nash go when he was in his 30s. They thought he was going to break down. They brought in Eric Dampier instead of freaking Steve Nash. He won two MVPs with D'Antoni. D'Antoni elevates guard play. That's just what he mm-hmm. does. That's what I mean. What wasn't he there when Lynn Sanity was going on at its highest peak?
Yeah.
Like he's
yeah.
Mike
yeah.
D'Antoni elevates guards, and I think the last 2 years have been James Harden. That's not a knock on James Harden, but I just think that this is a perfect mix right now. And I fear this is my biggest fear. Mm-hmm. If we're talking about the Rockets, my biggest fear is that this is not going to work out. And the Rockets aren't going to be as good, and everybody's going to start pointing to Mike D'Antoni.
Oh, that's going
to
happen.
Because he did what Morey wanted him to do here.
If or when it doesn't work out, it's going to fall on D'Antoni. You know, Daryl Morey, you can call him that he's earned this right, or you can say that he's just kind of become Teflon.
Well,
but he's not going anywhere.
And a lot of it depends on how it
Harden's
goes
not
about.
Going anywhere. CP3 is only going to retire at some point.
I think it depends on how it plays out because I think here's the deal though too, and I think you're going to see some consternation with this, as much consternation with this fan base as you could possibly have. I mean, listen, it's not the most jubilant fan base in the world. Talk about the Rockets, and that's not a shot at them. It's just the way it is. I think if they come away 0-for in this offseason, all right, I think that's when you're finally going to see the natives get a little restless when it comes to the Rockets. Because here's the reality. If you swing and miss on Melo, and then you bring in two, you know, Joe Bag of Donuts. All right, Joe Drome Ennis. All right, great, whatever. After what Magic's done, after what the Warriors have done, because again, those are the two teams you're putting yourself up against, and you bring in guys that no one's ever heard of, and but this is what we trust the process. No. Now you can start to say, listen, this is the process, because now this is. You know, how many more years? We talk about LeBron, and listen, we know LeBron's a freak of nature, but I mean, he's the exception rather than the rule. You've got another 3 years, at least, I think it's a safe number to put, of James Harden playing at the level we've seen him play in the last 2 or 3 years.
I'd go with that.
Okay? 3 years, three more years of him playing at this level. So you're going to waste his time, his 3 great years of prime with a clearly on the decline, Chris Paul, and a bunch of fill-in guys, all right, if you don't find that third guy. And, of course, well, forget Fred. We're forgetting Clint Capella. Okay, great. But how do you feel he's going to match up against Boogie Cousins and whatever the Lakers put up in there? So I'm just saying, I think the natives will start. You're going to start to see a little dissension amongst the ranks if this offseason is as bad as it's already been and it stays that way for your Houston Rockets. Unless Daryl Morey pulls a rabbit out of his hat. But that's the one thing that we're all kind of clinging to, because if anybody could do it, it's one Mr. Daryl Morey. That is our guy, Landry Locker. Don't forget about the OG John Lopez, DJ Figueroa making it do what it do in the back. And I'm still that dude, Freddie D. When we return, what do you think? What do you fear, and what do you know about your Houston Texans of 2018? We've got some ideas. What are yours as well? Let's hear next. Don't go anywhere. It's In the Loop on a Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.